Right now, we're going to look at IPOs, initial public offerings. After a lack of IPOs in recent years, new surveys checks if investors are interested in future IPOs and what they need to know about these opportunities. What do you need to know? We got Brian Walsh, SoFi's Manager of Financial Planning, here to help us sort this out. Brian, first of all, IPOs, initial public offerings, explain what those are and really kind of how they work and the importance of them.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. With an IPO, at the end of the day, it's one of the ways when a private company goes public or their shares are available for everyday investors to invest in for the very first time. So what we see is a lot of investors look to, take a little bit more aggressive of a strategy with a small part of their money, and IPOs where they can get access to a company may be one of those ways they look to do that if they do the research on it and they find out it's a good opportunity for them.
You mentioned, or at least I mentioned in this release, about a lack of IPOs in recent years. Why do you think that was happening? What was the situation, the climate of the economy, that it wasn't a good idea for companies to go public?
Yeah, I think it was just an interesting time where if you look back a couple of years ago, a lot of companies that were private, they were getting valued at really high valuations where private investors said they were worth a lot of money. And then there was a lot of, downtrends in the market with interest rates rising over the last couple of years, and they weren't going to be able to get anywhere close to that valuation if they went public via IPO or another way. But now they're starting to go public, and we've seen a few big ones recently, and hopefully that continues in the next few months.
You mentioned that anyone can invest. What's the procedure to do that?
Yeah, so with SoFi, we have access to certain IPOs, and essentially you go through the process where you submit an indication of interest where you're like, hey, this is something I would be interested in, and then when a company goes public, that's not saying you're going to get all the shares that you ask for because there's only a certain amount of shares to go around, but we make it available for anyone on our platform who has a SoFi Invest account to get access to IPO shares, whereas it used to be, let's say, 2-3 years ago even, you had to be a certain high net worth investor, an institutional investor, to even have a shot at getting access to an IPO.
We're talking today with Brian Walsh, SoFi's Manager of Financial Planning. You mentioned that there's a new survey that was conducted. What did you ask them and what did you find out related to IPOs?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we found out related to surveying our members is that a lot of them have a core part of their portfolio where this is their long-term money, where they're going to take the diversified long-term approach. But then for a certain chunk of their money, they want to be a little bit more aggressive and more engaged with it. And that's where we saw things like IPOs, investing in individual stocks, and even investing in alternative investments for a little bit kind of gave them more ownership over their portfolio, which has really kind of helped draft our overall strategy to how we're building out our platform.
What sectors are IPOs usually in, or recently? Where's the trend for them?
Yeah, recently, the last two big ones have been more in the technology space. But even before that, we've seen consumer brands going public. So I think probably the most notable ones are the big tech names, because we get to see how we've started using them over the last 5-10 years as consumers on our phones. And then they finally get to the stage where they go public. But really, any type of company can go public via IPO.
Do people sort of get into the hype sometimes? You know, a lot of times IPOs become sort of news rather than just sort of financial news.
Yeah, there certainly is that hype factor. And I think that's why, as a planner, it's number one, we want to keep this to a relatively small percentage of our investments. And then number two, understand that not all companies that go public are going to be winners. Research shows that over the long term, the top 10% IPOs, if you look back 10, 15 years later, they did significantly better than the market. But then the bottom 2/3 of IPOs actually underperformed the market. So it's about finding out which ones you believe in and why you're investing in them, because it's not like all of them are going to be a winner.
That sounds like good advice for any type of investing, really, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I think even more so with IPOs, because you think with an IPO, you don't have as much information about that company as you would with a company that's been public for 10, 15, 20 years. So it's even more important to do your homework on that, because it is going to be even more up and down than a company that's already been public.
All right. If you want to find out more about some of the things we've talked about today, Brian, where's a good place to get some details to get started?
Yeah, you can go to SoFi.com or download the SoFi app. We have tons of great free resources and even complimentary access to financial planners.
Sounds good. Brian, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the insight today.